Well done, Steve. Big win.
Massive win, mate. And, you know, delighted for the players, delighted for the fans that have travelled down today. You know, it's been a tough week. You know, first one to admit it. And delighted that the players have gone out there, put in a performance, put in a shift, and most of all got the 3 points.
Yeah, you always say you need to put in a performance and then the win will come.
Yeah, you know, like you say, it might not look pretty to what we have been used to and what we've been playing to. But it's got us a result today. We've dug deep. You know, we've said it might be the odd goal. I mean, first half, there's that many breakaways from both teams and clear-cut chances. It was.
And Jan Butts was back to his best for you in the first half. Three good saves.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what I said. Jan pulled off some great saves and he pulled off some, you know, vital catches from crosses at the end there. You know, but don't want to single anyone out. They all went through brick walls. And like you say, I just said from there, you know, doesn't mean we're safe. It's just a win. We've got to get consistency. But it just feels good to get a win. And like you say, we've got to build on that for next week now.
The goal forced over the line by Tom Davey.
Well, the fighting in there, and I wouldn't like to fight with Bees. So, you know, Bees
is claiming it was already in, is it?
Yeah, Bees is claiming it's his. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. But, you know, like you say, I'm just delighted. And it takes a very hard week, what we've been enduring all week. It's not very nice to look at you down there. And, you know, like you say, it's just 3 points. That's all we've got to think. It's just 3 points. We've got to go on next week now and try and build on a good result today.
Hard work all week and hard work before the game, because Jake Picton, one of your centre-backs, pulled a hamstring in the warm-up and you had to make a change bringing Chris Salt in.
But, you know, what a change it was, because he was fantastic, the young lad. You know, Jake's honest as the day comes, and he just couldn't play. He felt a little twinge, and that's what we need. We need honest guys. It was no good of him going out there half fit. We need everyone fit. You know, we'll have to assess a few of them. I mean, Kieran Turner ran his socks off, and he was nearly on his knees coming off, so that's why we had to change that one and bring Scholesy on. You know, but it's not a bad change nowadays, is it? Toner, Scholesy coming on for Toner. We've got Binns, who was on the bench as well. Danny Forrest has probably picked up an hamstring injury, which might leave him. So when they got a lad sent off, we was down to 10 anyway.
Yeah, what did you think to the sending off? We thought it was a little harsh on the Gloucester lad.
I don't know. You know, we've had it. Like, so you buy your own luck in some games, and we've had a bit of luck today, because I don't think it was, you know, it was probably harsh sending off. But we've had lads sent off, and, you know, we've had a couple of decisions today go against us with a linesman where, you know, I didn't think we could be offside if you ran from your own half. But, you know, he managed to flag for one of them. But, you know, we've got the win. Excuse me. And that's what we needed.
We noticed Curtis Bateson wasn't in the lineup or on the bench, and we hear he wasn't here today.
No, he's been recalled by Scunny at the start of the week. You know, just assess his situation, but, you know, he's no longer with Gaines Trinity Football Club.
Because you thought you had him on loan till the end of the season.
Yeah, we had that, but they also had the call back, so they called him back, and, you know, we'll monitor the situation. But, you know, like I said, Curtis needs to really buckle down, and hopefully things will work out with Curtis. I don't know what's happening with his Scunthorpe career, but, you know, I wish him all the best. And, you know, he did well for us, and it was a credit to himself.
But not so important now you're getting players back. Liam Davies coming in and playing on the wing, and then Clayton able to come on from the bench.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we need that. And, you know, like I say, Curtis was one of them. He had played out wide up front, but like you just said, I've got my players coming back now. And, you know, I've got to try and thin the books down a bit, you know, even though progressing. You know, like I say, all of us just need to go home, savour the moment, enjoy it. You know, yourself as well, driving home, smile on your face, and, you know, hopefully carry this on for next week.
More than a smile, it's an ear-to-ear grin, Steve.
Exactly, mate. You know, we need one, and it's been, you know, like I said, I'm first one to admit, it's been a tough week, and, you know, I'll see you Tuesday for a game of pool and darts, eh?
Well, yeah, you had the darts on Tuesday. Let's go for Wolfie Adams tonight.
Yeah, let's go. You know, let's support Wolfie. He's from Lincolnshire, so, you know, we'll support him. But, you know, like I said,
perhaps you could take him on in the Blues Club. Yeah. That'd bring a few in.
Yeah, I think he probably comes down now and again when I think the darts are down there next Saturday, so for the Stockport game. So, you know, we'll assess that one. But, you know, like I said, let's, you know, it's nice to get a victory again. And, but let's not get carried away. We're not safe. It's still going to be a long hold all. And we've just got to, you know, we performances like that. And I think it showed everyone wore that Gaines Trinity shirt with pride today. And, you know, I can't fault any of them.